I want to start with a disclaimer this morning. I do not know what it's like to be an expectant mother. I say that because it's true. I've been an expectant father, an expectant uncle, an expectant grandfather. I've waited for the birth of a baby. I've heard the cries of my daughters when they were first born. I watched them both take their first breath. But I don't know what it's like to be an expectant father. There's something that men simply don't understand. We don't understand what it's like to have a new being growing inside of us. We don't know what it's like to feel that being push and poke. We don't know the bond that happens between a mother and a child. We just don't know it. And that's what I want to take a look at this morning. There's this sense of expectancy that happens around Christmas. A few weeks ago, we began our sermon series looking at an unexpected announcement that came to Mary, a young teenager. And then we looked at the preaching of John as he pointed toward the expected Messiah. We looked last week at the reactions to John's preaching. And this morning, I'd like us to take a look at a meeting, not a chance meeting, that happens between two women, Mary and Elizabeth. Now, this is a short passage, and it's easy to kind of skip over it or lump it together with another longer passage, which is known as the Magnificat. But I'm not going to do that this morning. I was tempted earlier on this week to just kind of lump it together. And the more time I spent in this passage, the more I saw that it's so important for us to see what God is doing. So I invite you to turn with me to Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 39. Listen to God's word. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, my baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord would that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you so much for the privilege of ask, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation all started with belief. Two people were visited by the angel Gabriel. The first was Zechariah. Zechariah was married to Elizabeth, and Zechariah and Elizabeth were part of the priestly line. They were descendants of priests. They were both righteous in the sight of God, and they were blameless in observing the commands. They were also childless. Elizabeth was considered barren. She wasn't able to have children, and both she and Zechariah were way too old to be parents. Gabriel visited another person, Mary. She was betrothed to Joseph. He was a descendant of David. They were not yet married. They didn't have children. Mary was a virgin. And these two women were expecting. At this point, Elizabeth is about 6 months along. Mary is in her initial trimester, and I wonder what their expectations were. Elizabeth had a bit of time to think about things. She was in seclusion for 5 months, and the whole time while she was pregnant, Zachariah couldn't speak. What else was she going to do except think to herself? She believed what God had done for her. She saw the sign of God's favor, and God had taken away for her that sign of disgrace in that day of being childless. For Mary, this was all new. She responded, "I am the Lord's servant." And she was willing for the Lord's word to be fulfilled in her. She wanted to see Elizabeth. My friends, God was at work. God was up to something. Here we have an older woman and a younger woman, relatives, possibly aunt and niece, maybe even cousins. And it all started with the word of the same angel, Gabriel. They believed. They believed in the one who was able to bring blessing. Mary didn't waste any time in getting to see Elizabeth. She went to her home in the hill country. At least that's how Luke records it. He says, she got ready and hurried to the town in the hill country of Judea. Luke doesn't tell us anything about the journey. I can tell you it's about 90 miles in her first trimester. Think morning sickness, which doesn't happen just in the morning as I understand it. Okay? She goes to visit Elizabeth. She walks in the house and she greets Elizabeth, and that's when things begin to happen. The baby in Elizabeth's womb leaped. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and it's only then that the party got started. I mean, Elizabeth gets loud. At least according to Luke, that's what he said. She gets loud. In her excitement, she stated two blessings, asked one question. She gave a testimony. She then stated another blessing. And this is all under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Let's not miss Elizabeth's words. She blesses Mary. It says Mary has found favor with God. She also says that the child is blessed. Why? Because of what God is doing in that child and who that child is. And these blessings find their origin in God. Second, she asks a question. Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? In humble amazement, Elizabeth realizes that in Mary's visit, she, Elizabeth, is favored. And Elizabeth realizes who this child is inside of Mary's womb, and she calls that child Lord. Now, if you're skeptical, like I am, I'd like to think about this for a moment. Is it just a coincidence that that baby leaped? I mean, I'm told that babies move around, that they poke from time to time. In fact, I felt both my daughters move and poke when they were not yet born. But Luke mentions this twice. Once in verse 41 and once in verse 44. Why is it that he mentions this twice? It's because something significant here is happening. Something is happening that we need to take note of. God was at work. And I wonder if in the womb, John knew who was coming into his presence. Or better yet, I wonder if John knew into whose presence he was coming. the Lord of all. Elizabeth then speaks another blessing. She says, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Mary is blessed because she believed God. God was at work in the lives of both Elizabeth and Mary. Both had major roles to play in this unfolding drama of God's breaking into the world, into time and history, in the person of Jesus Christ. Both would share the joy of having children. Both were humbled and amazed. Both believed in the one who is able to bring blessing. Belief brings amazement and joy. Did you notice in this passage that the only person's words that are recorded are Elizabeth's? We're told that Mary gave a greeting. Luke didn't tell us what those words were. But all the words we have recorded here that are quoted are from Elizabeth. It's what was going on in Elizabeth. Darrell Bach, in his commentary on Luke, describes Elizabeth's response to Mary's visit as humble amazement. Elizabeth is humbled at what God is doing. Elizabeth is humbled that she is able to take part in God's plan. And Elizabeth is humbled that she is able to see God at work. We have no idea what's going through Mary's mind. It's not recorded yet. If we read on in verse 46 and following, we'll see what Mary's thinking, but we're not doing that today. God is at work in the lives of people who trust. There may be some humble amazement going on. God continues to be at work in the lives of people who trust him, even today. I have a friend named Liz who's 30 years old. She lives in her early 30s. She lives in Pennsylvania. She's single. And she believed that God was calling her to be a foster mom. This is last spring. And she admitted to me, she goes, "You know, it seemed crazy because of being single and because she works in a full-time job that requires a good deal of travel." But little did she know when she said yes to God where the journey would take her. If she were here, she would tell you that the journey has brought her humble amazement at what God is doing. In addition, it has brought her great joy to be a mom and a part of what God is doing in the lives of the children she now fosters. 2 months ago, I got to meet them. One is a 3-year-old girl, and the other, at that point, was a 2-week-old infant. I talked to Liz on Monday, and she told me a story. She said that over the past month or so, she's been driving by this billboard on Route 33 in Pennsylvania, and the billboard says has these words on it: "What to expect when you're expecting ... a teenager." And it has a picture of a parent handing keys to a teenager. It has the number of teenagers in Pennsylvania that are awaiting foster parents. And then on the bottom is this question: "Would you be one of them?" Not a teenager, but would you be one of them, a foster parent? Liz chuckled every time she passed that with the two children in her car. 2 weeks ago, she got a phone call from a social worker and said, "Would you consider taking in a biracial 15-year-old boy?" Liz said yes. Her friends said, "You are crazy. Don't you know the risks that involves?" And those in her church who know her gathered around her and said, "We're with you. We'll help you. We'll be the grandparents, we'll be the aunts and uncles that are needed." He arrived yesterday at 2 p.m. Liz continues to grow in her trust of God. and she seeks to be faithful. And God's blessing has come as she continues to trust and to believe in God's plan for her. And God's blessing comes to us as we trust, as we wait, as we believe. Believe in the one who is able to bring blessing. We don't know how God might want to bless us in our lives. My friends, I'll never know what it's like to be an expectant mother. And frankly, that's okay. Mary and Elizabeth give us a picture of what it's like to trust God's word, to wait, to experience an expectancy of God being at work, to experience joy while waiting to see God's work. What's God doing in your life? Are you expectant? Are we expectant? Who knows what God might want to do? Believe in the one who is able to bring blessing. May it be so. Let's pray.